Katie, what did your dad mean to you?
For me, my dad represented the North Star. I think what defined his life was that he was determined to not be the father that he had. His father left him when he was 10, and my father really fended for himself and was raised by relatives, aunts, uncles, you know, friends of the family, and because my grandma had to work all the time, and my father felt it was very, very important that he be a part of every aspect of my life and the lives of my brothers. And everything that he did, I felt like he did for us. And for better or worse, that had a huge impact on my brothers and I. He wanted to know everything that we were doing and wanted to be a part of that process, you know, whether it was school or the jobs that we had. He wanted to know the people that we knew, and he felt that it was really important that we learn to be curious about life, and that we learn that everyone has a story to tell, and that it was more important to be a good listener than it was to be a talker, and that my father exclusively read biographies. He always, I don't think he read any fiction. He was always reading about the lives of others, and that in those stories, he would learn about himself and learn about the universality of the fact that everyone experiences challenges and how it is that we respond to those challenges is what makes us who we are. And that was just an integral part of our lives. I mean, when we used to take motorhome trips, my dad bought one of those old recorders and a microphone. And when we would stop for dinner somewhere, whether it was in Texas or Florida, my father had my brother and I interview waitresses and people we met at truck stops. He wanted to teach us how to get to know people and ask questions and learn details of people's lives, and that was kind of how you unlock the mystery of what life is, by knowing the stories of other people. And I think that's what inspired me to get into the work that I did, especially with the autism community, where I was working with children who kind of didn't have a voice but certainly had a story. And I wanted to learn how to communicate and help these children find their voice, or at least be a translator of what they were trying to communicate into, even if they didn't have words, to kind of give words to what it is that they were trying to express. And I credit my dad for helping me find my passion in that field.
Katie, was there a downside to your dad wanting to be deeply involved in your life?
I think that a lot of people were very critical of the relationship that my dad had with me and my brothers because he was so wanting to be so deeply involved. People didn't understand it. They used words like, you know, codependent and enmeshed as a way of trying to downplay, or I guess it was their way of trying to understand my dad's deep desire to know us and want to be part of our lives in such a intimate way. And I think as I look at it now, I wouldn't want it any other way. I think over time I struggled with trying to set boundaries with my dad. I mean, you know, anyone that ever had a meal with him knows that, you know, he would eat off your plate and, you know, he never wanted to order his own food. He just wanted to kind of eat off of other people's plates. And, you know, I had a hard time with that as I got older. I think I was trying so hard to individuate and set boundaries with him so that I could become my own person without having to look to him for every answer. And but as an adult, being in the place that I am now and the journey that I've been on in the last 2 years where my dad was with me for every single therapy, you know, appointment, whether it be a chemotherapy appointment or a radiation appointment. I mean, he was there every single step of the way. And sometimes that bothered me, but most of the time I was so grateful that he was there. I was fearful that it was becoming too stressful for him, and I was trying to protect him. But what he said to me was that, you know, he just felt like there was no other place he wanted to be or could be than by my side. And that was a beautiful gift that he gave me. And I think my brothers and I all feel that we were the most important people in his life. We were the loves of his life. And I don't know how many people can say that about their parents. And I just know that I felt so deeply loved and adored and appreciated by my father. And sometimes that felt overwhelming. But what I look at now, as I'm kind of nearing the end of my journey, I really think that's all there is love and connection. And that as human beings, we want to feel loved and connected to others. And I couldn't have felt more loved or connected to my father than I did. And it's with his passing, I feel like there's just this huge chasm that's kind of opened up. And I do feel a bit, well, I feel kind of lost about how to proceed, but you know, my father wrote me this poem that he gave me 2 weeks ago, kind of just affirming that our consciousness is more vast than we know, and that even if we're not together in physical form, that our bond can't be broken, that he is with me and around me, and that we'll be together again. And part of me thinks that my father did everything he could on this earth for me to try and save me from the cancer or protect me from what's happened during the course of my divorce and all the things that happened with the insurance companies. I mean, I think he did everything he knew how to do or that he could do to try and make my journey smoother or more peaceful. And that once he felt like he had done everything he could on this plane of consciousness, that he felt that he wanted to go before me so that he could prepare and be ready to greet me once I transitioned to the other side. And part of me feels really guilty about that. I had made him promise me that he would continue his life even if my life ended. But I think in his world, just as it is in my world, he couldn't imagine being on this planet without me. And so there was a part of him that just wanted to let go so that he knew that he would be with me when I passed away, that we would be reunited. And I think maybe some people may be very critical of that, but I don't know what greater gift you could give to your child than knowing that you were going to be waiting for them on the other side.